93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. Dog and Joe Show, more cash coming. Your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show, too. And it's Friday. For years now, I think ever since the term millennial came out, Joe's always said, man, I'm a millennial. I may have been. And he doesn't even say, I wasn't born then. He says, I may have not been born when millennials were born. But I hang out with them. That's my peer group. These people idolize me. I think like them. I'm young. I'm vibrant. I should have been born like 10 years later. Joe has always thought that he was a millennial. True or false?
True. I kind of am leading the millennials at this day and age, you know, with some of the things, my advice, the
thought process.
Absolutely. The way I think and act on a normal daily basis. I think the millennials want a copy.
And producer Dana, who is 28, is actually a millennial.
Yep.
Copying me.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Joe, I'm copying you.
Dana, do you like that, that Joe's your leader?
Yeah.
Okay.
All hail Joe.
Yeah. Well, the only thing you're copying is my debt, but you're doing a fine job of it.
Thanks,
so,
Joe.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a millennial quiz. We're going to find out which of you is more millennial. Joe, he's a self-proclaimed millennial. Mm-hmm. Dana, an actual millennial. We're going to see which one is more young and vibrant.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Skill testing questions. First one to get the question correct gets the point. Okay. And these are simple. Okay? See how young Joe is.
Okay.
Fubbing. P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. What does fubbing mean?
I can't think of anything you can say on the air.
I can't either, so I will go with...
fubbing.
Oh!
Correct answer scores the point, Dana.
Dana, is it like the phone thing when you're like looking at your phone and ignoring somebody when they're talking to you?
Ooh, that's really good, Dana. That is really good.
I'm not going to say whether it is or not. I want to see what Joe comes up with.
I think fubbing is when your girl asks for a back rub and you give her a fake back rub. A phony back rub. You're phony rubbing her back. You're fubbing.
Yeah, what would you be doing, using? You're just like motioning your hands over back.
Just a real lazy, just not intensive back
okay.
rub.
Yeah. You're
just
kind of... You don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'll
rub your back. You're not really not working the muscles.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Dana, absolutely correct.
Oh.
Wow.
See, yes. I combined two words that would actually work for fubbing.
Someone is talking to you while he or she is texting or on a computer. It's a negative term because you can't put the thought into the conversation or into the phone. So, like, if you're texting, you're like, oh, you're not paying attention. You're like, oh, whoops, I'm just fubbing. Meaning you're not that into it. You're doing two things at once.
You can always tell when they're doing that, too.
Texting. I know, and I think I recalled this because we talked about it on air. So I think, I mean, like that point kind of goes to Dog because he's the one who originally brought that to us.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, you remembered it.
Yeah.
I
couldn't remember for a second. I was like,
a millennial would have more thought or memory retention.
Well, yes, I have more memory cells right
so,
now.
So, yeah. So, see, Dana, a true millennial because she can retain more than you, Joe.
Well, right now.
Right now.
It takes me a minute to get warmed up.
Question two. Data's on the board. 1-0. Question two. First one to correctly identify this. What does this mean? Hundo P.
Hundo P.
Hundo P.
100%.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
You're keeping it
Joe
real.
Joe beat me.
Whoa, Joe on the board.
Yeah, but they don't really write. Millennials don't really write Hundo P.
Yeah, I've never seen Hundo P.
They write, they do the emoji.
100 with the slash.
Okay, but you
under.
Still deciphered it.
Yeah.
Joe, Joe fighting back with millennial strength.
Okay,
score.
He's warmed up apparently.
Let's keep it real, 100%.
Yeah, Hundo P.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I want to do a radio show. I'm Hundo P.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Okay, on the board, 1-1. Jomo, J-O-M-O. What does that mean?
Oh, God, I knew what that meant.
Jomo, J-O-M-O.
Oh, gosh. I
come on, throw the answers down.
I'm just going to say job more. I have no idea.
Joe?
I don't have an adequate guess. I forget completely what that means.
It means the joy of missing out.
Oh!
Joy of missing out.
That is not a term that millennials use. It's FOMO.
Well, okay, that's where JOMO stems from, according to this, the acronym FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
There's somebody who loves to miss out.
Yes, now there's a new one called joy of missing out.
Oh.
Well, that is a millennial thing. Millennials love to stay in their bed and not do things.
Scoreless on that one. What does this mean? Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, Dana.
Okay.
Basically, you're not sorry.
Like, it's your way of busting balls.
Yeah, it's like, what was it that people used to say?
Kidding, not kidding.
Yeah, kidding, not kidding. But like the one back in the 90s that was huge where they were like...
My bad.
No, don't take this personally or whatever, you know, and then they say something just to say
no
it.
Offense.
Yeah, no offense. No offense. I hate no offense.
Dan's on the board now.
I've not heard sorry, not sorry as much as I've heard the one we just used right before. No offense just threw me off. But not what was the one we just said? Not sorry.
My
not,
bad?
No. I can't think I don't of remember. It now.
2-1. Okay. What does this mean? I can't even.
Oh, Dana.
Whoa, Dana.
So that is when something is happening and you can't even do it, or you can't even handle the situation.
Or can't even believe it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't believe it.
Dana's on the board. 3-1. What does this mean? The struggle is real.
Dana.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Whoa, Dana.
I don't do acronyms, but I know these. Okay. So just, you know, when you're talking about, it could be something totally menial, too, but you're just saying that. Things are hard.
Typically, it is about something totally mean.
Yeah, yeah.
This says, yeah, if you're annoyed, yeah. too. Yeah. Like, if it pisses you off. Dana's on the board now, I believe. Is that 3-1 or 4-1?
That's 4-1.
4-1. What does this mean? On fleek.
Dana.
Whoa.
So this was used a lot with eyebrows, because women are really drawn on their eyebrows these days. And they're not like, you know, like the little thin lines back in the 90s. They're like, basically, it's to say that your eyebrows are, like, on point. Like, they are amazing.
Okay.
That's where it started, but everything can be on fleek.
I'm glad I didn't know that.
Yes, Dana now gets 5 points to 1. According to this, it says, more commonly used in a business term or professional setting when you want to say that's on point now.
The no, young it's about eyebrows.
Yeah, on fleek.
Mm-hmm. What does fleek mean?
I have no idea.
So they just, it's a...
it doesn't say where the word came from. I don't know.
I don't know.
Dana's on the board 5-1. What about this one? Dipset. D-I-P-S-E-T, dipset.
Oh, Dana!
Dana!
It's when you get the dip for your fingernails.
Dipset. No.
When you dip your woman when you're dancing?
No, you might dipset from a meeting if the topic is boring.
Oh,
it's like you're going to bounce, you're tuned out, dipset.
Okay, no.
That's no way near as cool as bounce.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, bounce is
I'm going to bounce. I'm bouncing.
What about this one? Quickly, Joe. You can come back. Bae. B-A-E.
Well, yeah.
Before anyone else.
Okay. Even there. What about perf? P-E-R-F.
Dana. Perfect.
Whoa. We'll skip that one because that's easy. And what about V? What does V mean when you see that?
Vegan?
I don't know. All I can think of is V for Vendetta.
No. V means very. Like, if you're going back and forth with your girlfriends and the one girl says, is he hot? And you write back, V. Yeah, very hot. So,
okay.
Well, wow. Dana did get you a little bit on there. Dana,
I was smoked on that one.
Yeah, you were.
That was like 7-1 or 6-1. Good job, Dana. You're my millennial leader.
6-2, because we each got a point for one of them.
She has to lead us now.
Wow. Okay. I don't know which is worse. Coming up, we got more cash for you. Plus, we're going to get into the Dog and Joe Show. Hopefully, you paid attention this week. We got the amazing Low Thread Count Dog and Joe t-shirts coming and some more rock and roll. Hold on. Dog and Joe.